It's the Bob and Tom Show.
So, Nick, let's start with the basics. Are you a married guy?
No, I just got divorced.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
It's okay. Lots of people get divorced. Nothing to be ashamed of. So many people get divorced these days that now it's the people that stay married that really seem strange, you know? Mm-hmm. 25 years. Oh, my God. What happened?
It's true.
Don't you know you can get out of it?
Haven't you heard?
What's the deal, dude?
Wake up.
Wow.
We only lasted 3 years.
Which, oh, okay.
Yeah.
3 years.
I mean, we were
so
supposed
long,
to be together and until one of us died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never even had a fever. You got to reevaluate yourself after you get divorced. You people, been anyone here?
Anyone?
Quite a few.
You're looking at your...
Oh, there it is. Yeah. This will make you feel better. Einstein got divorced.
He did.
Yeah, did you know that? Albert Einstein, arguably the most intelligent man who ever lived, got divorced. They should tell you that before you get married. Shouldn't be, do you love her? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? It should be, do you think you're smarter than Einstein?
Golf applause.
It's brilliant, though.
The point is that marriage is hard. No one tells you how hard it's going to be. It's, you know, they slip it into the ceremony at the last second during the vows, you know, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poor. But at that point, what are you going to say? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh.
How sick and poor is this broad going to get? It's going to be like barfing and charging stuff? Is that...
Nick Griffin is our guest, comedian Nick Griffin. How long ago has it been since you got the divorce?
It was about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So you're dating then?
I guess, kind of, you know, nothing serious. I don't want to, you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to say I love you anymore. You know, just, mm-hmm. I hate that first I love you. That's the worst. First time you ever tell a woman you love her. If they like you, they want to hear it. And when they hear it that first time, something comes over them, you know, their eyes get all wide and get that diabolical grin on their face. You can almost feel them saying, excellent. It's all falling into place. You know? And once you say I love you the first time, get ready to say it forever. You're on the love side now. There's no going back. There's no talk to you later, honey. See you tomorrow. It's I love you. Every night before bed, every single phone call, she's got to say it. You got to say it. You know, you're like the two generals turning the keys at the same time. I love you, Nikki. Yeah, I know. You told me yesterday. I believed you. Aren't you going to say you love me? I did 2 hours ago. What, do you have Alzheimer's? Write it down.
Hello there from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Here we go.
Bob and Tom.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom.
Big show, gigantic show today. More stars than there are in the heavens.
Great guest today, you're correct.
Hello, Tom. Hello,
Chick.
Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Chick. Yeah, I feel like we could all leave. And just have these guys take...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hear them out. Just let them do it. Guest today, you just heard him, the one, the only fabulous comedian, Nick Griffin. Oh, and the man, comedian Jimmy Pardo, will be here today. The shooter.
Look at how excited you are.
Oh, he's
mine. So excited you can't talk.
I can't talk. Comedian Tony Baker and the one, the only... Bob and Tom legend, comedian Roy Wood Jr. today. I call him R-Dub. That's what I call him.
Just you calls him that. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah,
this is Murderer's Row, that's for sure.
It sure is, man.
Roy Wood Jr., now of The Daily Show, veteran stand-up comedian. We're looking forward to seeing Roy in the studio in a matter of moments, along with Tony Baker. The guys are coming in early. We're very excited.
Now, is it Tony Baker?
The deal maker.
Or the joke maker?
Oh,
you really want him to turn around and not come in? Is that what you're doing? That's going to work if you keep it up.
If this were a movie, cut to the car. Yeah, turn around. It's fine.
Okay. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. And, of course, today being Friday means it's the Napa Tool of the Week and the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. Who's the biggest tool out there? We have a bunch of great candidates today, I can assure you. And there may be some more in the news, so we'll certainly look forward to that. Now, are we going to move right over to the sports page? Do you have anything of interest over there?
Did you buy me flowers today?
There are flowers in the studio. Where are those coming from?
Aren't those
very
gorgeous?
Pretty.
Oh,
those
yes.
are roses and
a deep red.
They are beautiful from our friends at Pro Flowers.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Do they stink pretty?
They smell good. They, if that's what you're asking.
You sure do stink pretty.
They have a lovely aroma. Could I have some of them canyon fries with mustard?
They're really pretty.
No, they're lovely. They're from, and that's kind of a hint, everybody, because fellas, remember Valentine's Day just around the corner?
Yeah.
So just we're just telling you.
What are you going to do with that lawnmower blade? I'm going to hit you in the head with it.
That's a very good.
Thank you.
Mustard and biscuits.
Thank you.
Have some of them French fried potatoes.
And you would like chocolate cake with that. It's chocolate cake day.
Woohoo!
Tom, now we're talking.
I knew
no
you'd
idea.
Be excited about that. You understand, Tom loves chocolate cake.
You really need to tell us that a day in advance.
Well, I don't know a day in advance. I don't know until I get in here.
Well, this is what makes
they
it
surprise
exciting.
Me.
Now it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, but I could have had a chocolate cake delivered.
Well, so maybe someone who...
Tom had the ultimate chocolate cake over the weekend.
I did. I had
you?
It. Oh.
Well,
what?
I didn't hear about that. Oh, yeah, for the birthday party?
Yeah,
birthday
yeah. Party. My little girl Finn's fourth birthday party, mm-hmm. we had a chocolate cake that was ungodly good. I would have brought some in, but we ate it all.
I don't blame you. Hey,
I've had that chocolate cake. It's really good.
For the 25th, 26th year in a row, the celebration of your children's birthdays, I wasn't invited this year because...
Strictly for kids.
Okay.
We didn't invite any of our adult friends, just kids.
Okay.
They had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound kind of awkward, doesn't it? An adult party.
For a kid.
For a children.
No, it's a birthday kid's birthday party. You do kids stuff. We had a great time.
Did you have a clown? You didn't give us any details.
Did you have
did
a
you?
Craft?
We didn't have a clown. The children made, they decorated cupcakes, and
okay,
they did a great job. I mean, they ranged from Jackson Pollock to kind of a Mondrian squared off thing. the kids were very talented.
My favorite children's birthday party story is, and you can fill in the blanks on this, Tom, it's Mark Summers. And he had a party for his daughter.
Sure.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I
yes,
do.
Yes, I read about this.
Mark Summers is now associated with the Food Channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he became famous, what was it, in the 80s, I
yep.
guess?
Yeah.
For Double Dare.
Yep.
And he's a very nice guy. And he happens to have a very severe case of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Which he wrote about it in his book.
Everything in Its Place.
Everything in Its Place. I've read
terrific
that.
Terrific book.
Many, many times. And he, at one point for a child's birthday party, he... got butcher paper and taped it all around his living room so that the kids couldn't touch the walls.
Yeah.
Among many other nutty things. That he finally sought treatment after his wife woke up in the middle of the night and he was out there combing the strands on the end of their carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had fringe on a big rug and he could only go to sleep if it was
nutty
all
is,
facing the same way.
Nutty is one way to put it. Yeah. Debilitating another.
He couldn't get on an airplane unless he went to a specific window
and
downtown and looked at the pots and stuff
touched it five times or something.
Yeah, lots of stuff like that. Right. But in any, it's a if you know people that are like that, it's a really good book. Can be very helpful. But yes, that is a great birthday party story.
But I think we're all a little OCD.
Oh, to a degree
I've got
sometimes.
It bad, I think.
I have a rule for elevators. If I'm going to the fifth floor, I touch the button
five times.
Really?
Yikes.
I have a rule on volume knobs.
What?
It has to be by two. It only even numbers on my volume.
Oh, that's
I'm
that's,
even numbers about everything.
Yeah, that's true on my the heating and the air conditioning in the car.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
you have to have your light switches in the same direction. I
try,
that.
But no. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had to get rid of that one because of
I have one that's
those three-way
down,
lights.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you can't get them all going
yes,
the same way.
It's frustrating.
What about? Yeah, what about
I've actually considered calling the electrician and having him swap the two. Oh, so
I am so with you on this.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, I know. Yeah.
There's the one
either.
Downstairs mm-hmm. that if you have to. That has to be in the up. It's hard to explain.
Oh, no, I totally get it.
And do you have, when they wire the house, the one on the left is the light on the right, and the one on the right is the one on the left, and you want them to come rewire that one?
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, that drives me nuts. I've got to imagine a big room, and there are two lights in the ceiling.
Yeah?
The switch on the left turns on the switch on the right.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, that's got to drive you crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should probably go take care of that right now.
Next time he comes in, I'm going to have him swap. But I do it myself, but I would electrocute myself.
Right.
I need a proper
give it a shot.
Licensed electrician.
At our meeting last week, we were sitting at the conference table, and I got up to straighten one of the sound-deafening panels because it was crooked. It was driving me crazy. And the guy goes, "Do you have OCD?" I go, "Maybe a little bit."
Here's a tip for you. If it drives you nuts when framed stuff gets askew,
mm-hmm. It's a great tip.
Go to like Home Depot and you buy these little Velcro circular things. They're like the size of a dime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got stick-em on them. And you put that on the wall and then you put the Velcro
yep.
on the back of the frame and then they're not going to go anywhere.
But then you don't get the pleasure of straightening it.
That's more masturbatory, which I'm sure if there's a psychologist listening, though.
It's not that.
No, it isn't.
I think I've got the weirdest.
Do you put your lotions in alphabetical order?
As usual, I've got the weirdest one.
I don't use lotions. I need the friction.
I have cracked thousands of switch plates. Like the...
Yes.
Really?
Because the screws have to be vertical.
Wow. So you just tighten and tighten.
You tighten and tighten. Snap! Yeah.
This is why you're not an astronaut. Well, I'm sorry we can't seal the capsule because he has to have the flanges have to be vertically parallel.
Well, Captain Anal Retentive ruined it. Breached the hull again.
No oxygen in this capsule.
Up until only recently, though, I wouldn't have fit in the capsule. So, okay.
You're looking good. Now,
here we go. Sports? Anybody? Tiger Woods?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up with Tiger?
Remember him?
Come back, I hope.
He's back in action.
Good.
Sort of. For the first time in 17 months, he's got a little rust there at Torrey in San Diego. He's playing the Farmers Insurance Open. His return to tour play after two back surgeries.
When you play that open, you have to go, "We are Farmers." Dum, 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 and then hit it in the last dum. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum,
whack!
Just for good luck.
Woods has won 8 times in his career at Torrey Pines. Woods stumbled to the finish, coming off the back-to-back birdies to reach 1 under par. It followed with three straight bogeys, and then a double.
Editor's note: humble Bogart impressions.
Right.
For those of you of a certain age, you'll have to go look that up.
Tiger's 11 shots behind Justin Rose. Shot a 65.
Justin Rose.
Last week, did you see the Canadian guy shot a 59?
Yeah, but I think that was metric. So.
I do that
for nine.
For nine. Good. Yeah, exactly.
We've got NASCAR news coming up. We've also Heinz ketchup in sports. And they had the skills competition in conjunction with the NFL Pro Bowl coming up this Sunday in Orlando. And the skills they picked, I can't believe I'm saying this, it was fun to watch. You won't believe one of them, actually.
Okay.
Do they reflect football skills at all?
There's a football used, yes.
Okay, good to know. Thank you very much. We have a bunch of cool stuff coming up. We have a rather unusual drinking a Super Bowl story, and we have the annual excuses for being late.
And an old woman who licks her eyeballs clean.
Oh, I would imagine they're glass eyes.
She have to take her teeth out to do that?
If not...
No.
How can I marry her?
Isn't there an old joke about she taking licks her teeth out?
She licks eyeballs clean.
Your eyeballs.
Oh, your eyeballs, not hers. I thought you said hers.
Okay. No,
if she's licking her own eyeballs. Yeah, I might have a ring
for
it. The
word job and gum.
We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. I look around the room and I see Christy Lee is right next to me.
Hi.
Let's see. Who's that?
That's Chick.
Oh, that's Chick McGee hiding behind a computer, getting ready for the Napa Tool of the Week here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. As we pick the biggest tool in the universe. Now, there's Josh Arnold over there and good friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr.
Okay.
You've probably seen Roy on late night television, maybe, if you ever stay up late enough. But Roy's great on The Daily Show and all over the internet thing. You can see Roy even if you can't see him, right?
My favorite piece of Roy so far is the adult cinema expose you did for Gentlemen of Color. Yes.
Yes. Discrimination in the porn industry.
That's right.
God, that was hilarious. What gave you the idea to do that? Was that something you'd thought about as a... how do I word this delicately?
You could stretch out on, do a piece about things. Like
something
that
you were familiar with from every. You know, they say write what you know.
Just ask what you want to ask.
So you were a big
porn fan?
Were you
on a porn site one night and did you go, "There's not enough black people"? That's what you want to ask.
He has a way of complicating everything. Do you not know that?
Is that what happened?
No, man. One of our perverted writers at the show brought it to me, and I was like, "You know what? This is a good idea. We got to get to the bottom of it."
It is a good idea.
I understand that there's a lot of bigger racial issues in this country, but right now we got to figure out what's going on with these porn stars. Like, black people aren't getting paid as much as white people to have the same sex.
Now, which female porn stars did you meet? Did you meet some? Josh's.
I met
who?
Misty Stone. I met Mr. Marcus,
Marcus.
It's essentially like meeting the Michael Jordan and Serena With no disrespect to either of those illustrious athletes.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm saying where they are for their style of pornography and all of that stuff, right, they're definitely tip-top. And they just talked about how – it's very interesting of how a lot of porn companies will pay black people less, and sometimes they pay women. Women make more than the men. Like, it's just a whole weird
– Maybe we should come up with some kind of a pay-by-the-inch scale.
Well,
that's unfair to some.
Oh, that's racist. Well, I'm just kidding.
I met Ron Jeremy, too.
You met Ron?
We've met Ron.
Ron Jeremy's been here a couple times.
That is an interesting fellow.
Oh, he's something else.
Let me interrupt. Do you know, Ron loves this show because, well, back in the day, we had the, as you remember, we had the full-blown...
best catering in the business.
Catering every morning, and then our caterer retired, but... He would leave here with a bag every time he would come.
Nice.
A to-go bag.
Not a box.
He was a bag.
I remember him taking a case of bottled water one morning with him. I swear he did that.
Yeah, he
He knows a good bargain when he
sees
one.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He's the man, for those of you not familiar with him, he's called the Hedgehog, is that correct?
Yeah.
Because of his like furry... does he still perform, or is he behind? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We shot it at a porn house up in North Hollywood. Like, apparently these porn companies, they rent really nice houses, or they buy a house, and the house is like a 5-6-bedroom house, and each room is its own individual porn. It's like a radio station, but for porn. Like, each room is a different channel.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and soundproofed and lit. It's a set. Each room is a set.
So they each play a different kind of music, if you will. So.
Correct. I didn't want to sit down anywhere. I'm like, I'm in the porn house. I don't know who done what where. I'm just going to stand in the corner. I think this is a clean spot.
Good call.
But Ron Jeremy's just walking through the house, and it's like LeBron coming back to high school. Oh, Ron's here. Rihanna, how you been, Ron? How's everything going?
He is
a god. Like, wow. It was insane to
kind
just witness.
Kind of a surprising god, too.
I think the thing about Ron was because he was
in it
let's
early.
Just say he was not a very... Is it fair to say not an attractive man?
He's
an ugly dude confidence.
But we're dancing around his, at one point, his true talent was.
Yeah, oh, before he got a big belly, he was able to service himself, shall we say.
Yeah, take care of himself, yes.
But I think Christy's right. Christy's right. There was kind of an everyman quality about
him. Very much so, yes. Yeah.
You know, much the same way.
Well, you know what it was? He made ugly dudes feel like they could get some.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also certainly had a spirited erection, if nothing else.
Yeah, he didn't have Mr. Universe body. So you can look at him and be like, okay, if he can get
it. I can do it.
And he was endowed with the proper tools, if you will.
He has kind of a good sense of humor, I think.
Yeah. And he can do the countdown, too, where he'll go, are you guys ready? And they'll say, hey, we're ready for you now, Ron, to finish.
Oh, he can call a shot on demand.
The money shot on
Are
demand.
Are you kidding?
No,
now that's talent.
Over and over again.
I think it would have. There'd be a latency period. Sure,
yeah, certainly.
It's rather unromantic. And but in any event, so we're talking to Roy Wood Jr. about porn. Thanks for coming, Roy. Because Roy did a great piece, which is out there on the internet. We linked to it about the racial discrimination in the world of pornography.
Here's a bigger question. You guys tell me this. I was just talking with somebody about this earlier. So after that piece, I got followed by a bunch of porn stars on social media. And, of course, me wanting to see what my fan base is all about. Mm. I went and investigated their pages. One of these porn stars only has, like, 800 followers. Is that mean you're not a good porn star? Like... Because most porn stars have like thousands and thousands and tens of thousands.
Is this a male or female?
Yeah. It's a female.
Really?
Was she attractive?
Yeah.
Maybe she's intimidating in some way.
Maybe she's new to the business.
I guess.
Maybe, and she could also be blocking a ton of people or something.
Yeah. She's not a social media girl.
I don't know.
But I think that's a fair question.
Does she have an unusual name that would suggest that... perhaps,
no. Nah's pretty regular horny type name.
Okay.
Horny. Horny type. Yeah.
Like Misty or horny. Ginger. Yeah.
Horny porny.
Hymina or something.
Yeah.
What? Hymina?
Hymina.
Analia. Yeah. You know.
Hymina. It's always a regular name and then like a condiment or something. I'm Janelle Strawberry. Something like that.
Did you hear Analia over there?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know
like
what
to give
saying.
Away the... There's only so many variations you can come up with.
My porn name would be Jimmy Drizzle.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't give away much. It just...
Oh, it gives away enough.
Sounds kind of like you're having an unfortunate discharge.
Did you feel awkward on set?
Yeah. Yeah. It ruined porn for me.
Well, I did that. We did it like, I'm going to say 20, 25 years ago. Yeah. Dean and I went to a place close to here that they were producing and sending them out. And the guy was doing it in his house. And we were there. And we were uncomfortable for about something about the human mind. We were 20, 25 minutes. And the next thing you know, we're standing with this naked girl having a bottle of water talking about football games or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just got totally normal.
It's like being around exotic sharp tools. In the beginning, you're very careful. Then pretty soon you...
Oh, you no, know it's that not moment. At all like that.
Yes, don't worry. This lathe isn't going to take off my finger.
Josh, can you help me with that?
Yeah. How does his brain work? We're talking about naked people.
It's just like being around sharp tools. What?
You know, when you're first using a certain kind of saw, you got to be really careful. And then after a while, you're eating a ham sandwich and shoving wood through it.
You know that moment when you see the mall Santa walking sad back to his car at like 9:45 at night.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And you see the realities and stresses of the world settling back into his brain after being this amazing person to so many people. It's that. And it was weird to witness, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
And I think that goes across the board in everything. Everyone wants to get backstage, and I always tell them, no, you don't.
No, you don't want to break
it's
down
the old, you don't want to meet your favorite musicians. You don't want to be backstage. You don't want to see how the magic tricks work. You're ruining it for
yourself. You know, they say, oh, there's so much money in porn for women, but it's only like the top 5 to 6% of women. Mm-hmm. We shot the piece with like the bottom 80%. Of people still trying to get, like, the open micers of porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got the problem that the glass ceiling is covered in.
Oh.
A lot of stalactites.
Not only is there a glass ceiling, you can't see through it. Yeah,
yeah, it's right. Covered in, you know, the DNA, if you will. Or spook would be a way to put it. We're talking with comedian Roy Wood Jr. We have completely derailed the topic. Roy is a veteran of Comedy Central.
So, yeah, the point is I work for The Daily Show.
And we were so delighted when Roy was appointed as a correspondent on The Daily Show. You don't just do field work. You're in there in the studio as well. And can you give us some hints as to what's coming up? Do you have any assignments that you want to tease?
I'm going to be covering Media Day for the Super Bowl.
Really?
Oh, so that's exciting.
That's coming up around
that's
the corner.
Fun.
That's going
to
be
are you gonna get to go to the
lot
game?
Of fun. No. Oh. No, this is still Comedy Central, and they are not budgeted.
Would you care to
Super Bowl tickets?
Would you care to share your comment about the Super Bowl that you?
I'm scared to say it on the air?
I don't know. Are you?
Falcons by ten
is what our dub's saying.
Wow! So being on TV hasn't made you any smarter. That is a terrible pick.
That's a bold prediction, but it's not without.
I can see it happening.
They have to make people feel like it's a good bet.
You got to look in Matt Ryan's eyes.
Matty
Ice. You got to see that fear. He doesn't know if he's ever going to get here again.
You know what Deion Sanders said? Julio Jones will wreck your day. Thank you.
Is that what he says?
And how would he say it?
No, that's not how he says it.
The weird thing is he just said it to a waitress one day.
That's right. I'll have the iced tea and eggs benedict. Julio Jones will wreck your day.
I just don't want to see Bill Belichick win because he doesn't enjoy it. And I'm over good coaches who don't enjoy being at the top. It's asinine.
I kind of get him now.
Well, of course you do.
Kindred spirits.
He's at the jerk meeting. You, Belichick, Andrew, Anthony Bourdain, whatever the
I
hell
love Anthony Bourdain.
That sourpuss's name is.
No, I just think he has to face the reporters who sometimes ask idiotic questions and he just is tired of it.
But they all are. It's like all the legendary coaches at the top of their game are grouches. You've got Belichick.
But you can be kind.
Yeah. Nick Saban's a grouch. Greg Popovich in San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a grouch.
King
Phil
grouch.
Jackson was a grouch. Yep. Like, they are just all just ornery dudes.
It's a tough gig. You're working 80-hour weeks, and you've got to go to these meetings all the time. And
yeah, but you're winning. You should be happy.
He probably is happy in his private moments. I guess.
Did you see how happy Dabo Swinney was when Clemson beat Alabama? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nick Saban has never been that happy. And he's won five of them.
Yeah.
There's something, I don't know when you turn that corner into Grouch Turd Land.
Could be.
Could you tell us?
When you win too much.
Wow. Yeah, illuminate that for us.
He's probably like I am. You put Belichick around a beautiful four-year-old little girl like mine, and last night we were having the best time ever reading a book. She starts jumping up and down and proceeds to headbutt me so hard I had to go through the concussion protocol. Do I have a lump
right here?
Oh, the four-year-old can really lay you out.
But we were having such a good time.
Yeah, I don't know if Belichick's lying. I have a feeling Belichick's, one of his favorite phrases is, keep it down.
Does he have a kid? I can't even imagine him as a dad.
I know.
Isn't that terrible?
See, it's just, you know,
he has a wife. This dude has to propose marriage. I just like it. I just really love Virgin. I just like him.
And by the way, this is going to be on video. I watched a video of the coach of the Bills.
I watched a lot
proposing.
Of proposal videos. I had to get approached to my proposal. If you're not doing that, ask your father. He was like, okay.
Now, what's it going to be like when Goodell has, everyone's asking this, when he has to pass, that Lombardi trophy over to...
Colin Cowherd interviewed Roger Goodell Wednesday, I think, one day this past week, and Goodell said he would be proud and happy to award the Super Bowl trophy.
What's he going to say?
Well, of course. Well, why'd you ask the question then if you knew what he was going to say?
That moment will have all the awkwardness of your ex-girlfriend being the ring bearer at your wedding.
That's you nailed it.
Yeah.
Very quickly and very well. That's dead on.
It's not going to be pretty.
But it would be really funny if they could make the Lombardi trophy with, because it's got a big silver football?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have the football just slightly deflated and hand it to him.
Can't we stop talking about Deflategate?
I'm the first one that said that was bogus. I said at that particular game, if the Patriots had been playing with a bowling ball, they would have won by 20 points. That the deflated footballs didn't help anybody. But we're talking with Roy Wood Jr., comedian. I wanted to mention that Roy, along with Tony Baker, who's going to be coming here in just a second, you guys are live and in person at the Comedy Club on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
Ooh, nice
this
place.
Is going to be a couple of great shows coming up tonight and Saturday night. And Roy is the best of the best. So check him out tonight in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, Roy... we have to review many other things in your life.
Well, I'm sure Roy wants to talk about the Pro Bowl. I mean, he's just as excited as I am.
Oh, yeah, players catching footballs from a drone.
Did you see this?
How stupid of a drill.
The NFL recently announced this year's Pro Bowl festivities included yesterday's skills showdown, AFC and NFC All-Stars competing in random events, and they are random, such as precision passing drills, relay races. You remember dodgeball.
Sure.
There was a dodgeball game, and... the drone drop.
They're out of ideas.
They had a drone like 200 feet in the air above the players
right.
and holding a football, and they dropped it.
Yes.
And they would do their
try
best
to catch it.
But wind gets it, it's whipping around. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simulating that play in the game.
Yeah.
Where a drone has a football and attempts to pass
it. They have to try to do something. They're trying to make it so the players don't get hurt. And they're not doing it in Hawaii anymore. And as was explained to us, the players used to like that because they got to take their families to Hawaii.
Or they could take their offensive line. I mean,
Where's it? It's in Orlando.
Orlando,
right? Yeah.
At least they get to go to Disney World.
NFL Vice President of Communications Brian McCarthy confirmed the league had to get FAA approval to use the drones to drop the footballs.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Really?
That's right.
They are so out of ideas.
I think OBJ won the tournament. Huh?
Never mind.
Drones?
Yeah, but where were the footballs stored? Was it a big
spaceship? It was a drone, and they had some sort of clamp thing, and they pushed the button, and the ball would drop.
So then they would just reload it?
Yeah, it was
When
crazy
will this air?
Looking. It was on last night, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit. Well, they'll show.
Was it fun to watch at all? Was that
the drone?
It was kind of goofy
because you thought somebody was going to be killed when the football hit him.
right.
So when you were watching
what is it? 32 feet per second or something?
Yeah. When you were watching that, the the ropes around your wrist that they tied you to the chair with so you'd watch. Did those chafe at all? Or?
No, I watched it as a preparation for this show.
Oh, I see. There you go. Oh, I see. So.
Thank you. Well,
there you
Thank
go.
You,
so it was
work-related. I've never been to like a Super Bowl. It's on my list. I did World Series.
Yeah, you did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I did Game 7.
Yeah, you did.
We should point out
that. And the victory row.
We talked about
you
that.
You are a longtime Cub fan.
Yeah.
So you were a legit Cub fan, not a bandwagon jumper.
Those people, I felt like a bandwagon jumper at the game, though, because it was a bunch of old people crying and, like, with pictures of the dead relatives. Like, when the Cubs won.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, Cub fans were pulling out pictures of the dead relatives and, like, holding them up at the field. We did it.
You heard about the guy that took the radio to the graveyard, right?
Yeah. I was sitting in the cemetery listening to it with his dad. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't have that connection with the team. It's just, it was on during the day. I would have been a Braves fan, but they came on at night, and my dad needed to watch the A-Team and Hunter.
Exactly.
I'm a Cubs fan because we didn't have two TVs in the house. Otherwise, I'd have been a Braves fan.
Yeah, I got in trouble for making fun of that guy. But never.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
What'd you do with your robe?
Oh, the robe? I put it up in the closet. Did not wash it.
You didn't?
And
did
he
not
has,
wash it. I put it in plastic, though. My girlfriend made me put it in.
He also has a Dolphins victory robe.
How'd that work?
We got beat by 30 by the Steelers.
But the Cubs robe didn't work in a year, so.
Yeah, well, I'll keep wearing the Dolphins
robe. Yeah, there
ones
you
too.
Go.
But yeah, I want to go to a Super Bowl one day, but yeah, I know it won't be.
No, you're going
to
be there for the Daily Show when?
Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, for
media
day,
activities
yeah. Yeah,
or whatever.
Media row and all that stuff.
And then
okay.
Immediately it's get your butt back to New York.
And it's in Houston?
Correct.
Houston. That's right.
You get that reference? No, he doesn't. We got to get that on tape.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town.
You remember Dean Martin,
Everybody
Roy?
Oh, yes.
Puts me down. I'm a face.
That's the one who sings My Way, right? Oh, wait. That's Sinatra.
That's right. Sinatra, but.
Here it comes.
On back to Houston. Houston.
If Frank says it's okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much. Roy Wood Jr. is our guest. Coming up, Tony Baker's going to join us in the studio. We'll see what's going on with Roy in his real life. Girlfriend intact? We'll find out what we're talking about. This is the Bob and Tom Show. I'm out of breath, sorry. We have found ourselves once again in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here, especially with these great guests today. Nick Griffin's coming in, Jimmy Pardo. Tony Baker will be here shortly, right now, in the studio. Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show.
How goes it?
Veteran stand-up comedian, good friend of ours. Roy's on his way to Madison, Wisconsin. We'll be at the Comedy Club on State for some great shows. If you've seen him on The Daily Show, maybe you saw him on the Bob and Tom Comedy Central special. He's a terrific guy and a Cub fan. So let's. You're wearing a Cub hat. No Miami Dolphins stuff?
I don't own Dolphins stuff. It's too atrocious. I root for a team with horrible colors.
I'm a Browns fan, so don't complain to me about bad colors. Your colors look kind of hip. You've got kind of a Miami Vice vibe. We have like a toilet color.
aquamarine and coral.
Did I ever tell you part of why I became a Dolphins fan was because it was gang-safe colors. And growing up in the hood, Marino was a respected player in the NFL, and I was like, all right, this is a jersey I can wear, and I know I won't get harassed on the way home because it's not red or blue or black.
Or shot.
Yeah, you can wear a Jerry Rice jersey if you want, dummy. I'm not wearing that. Everybody loves Bo Jackson. That's black. Not wearing that. Give me the white dude from Pittsburgh. I'll wear his jersey. No one's going to roll up on you in a Cutlass. And what you doing with all that turquoise on?
Now, I asked this in the last break, Roy. You've had some developments in your life. Girlfriend, et cetera. Do you want to expand on that or just leave it there?
No. I I got the kid. And
you and I have a child almost the same age, right?
Mine is 9 months.
And I've got one that's 11, I guess, months
11
now.
Months.
Mm-hmm. Among many others, by the way.
Well, then
you just have the one?
Let me get them baby clothes, man.
You got the starter kit?
Your kid a little old.
Well,
mine's a little girl.
Well, my son won't know. I mean, he'll look back at baby pictures of himself and wonder if there was an operation that happened.
She's all right. And her mom dresses her. She's a very girly girl.
It just dawned on me. You have 7 kids.
Right.
Are they all born in different months? Is it like a nonstop birthday celebration?
I hate quizzes like this. Let's see, January. I got a January. I got a February. I got an April. I got a May.
Oh, yeah. Essentially, yes,
Jim. Oh, I have two Januarys, yes, Sam. Yeah, I've lost track already. This is the problem. Don't give me math problems this early.
So you've got a birthday party at least almost always 4 weeks out.
Oh, we're already talking about the next birthday. Believe me. Yeah, it's going to be, let's see, it'll be Hart's birthday. She turns one in February.
Oh. Yep.
Here's a question for the men in the room, because this is what I'm dealing with.
Go.
When your woman first moved in,
everything goes.
What do you fight for? What furniture?
Nothing.
Do you fight for?
You don't.
I'm losing everything.
Oh,
she's pulling stuff off the walls. My chairs are on Craigslist, and I don't even know it.
What you need to do is try to get an apartment or a house with one extra room that you can put a locked door on.
Your man cave.
Yeah, and everything has to be framed. You can't have a poster just taped to the wall.
Well, no, you're an adult, for God's sake.
Well, here, this is case in point, right? This is the.
I'm just trying to explain.
This is indicative of conversations that happen.
I was going to tell my barbecue story, but that was after I got the divorce. So
you mean your barbecue, Redskins barbecue grill?
Oh, give me this story.
I got the divorce, and I was on the air one morning, and somebody called. I guess that back then it wasn't an email or a text. Somebody called and said that they knew where we lived, and the ex-wife had put the top of the Redskins barbecue out by the curb with the trash, and she was throwing all the stuff away. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What are you losing, Roy?
I lost this lamp. And it's a good lamp. It's a $280 lamp. It's got the five little lights that spiral out.
Oh, sure.
Like
a floor lamp?
Yes, like a floor lamp.
Does it look like one of those extension cords where they come
off? Yeah,
you can turn it any way you want.
She wants to replace this lamp with a single light bulb that just dangles, because that's the new thing. Have this.
Pendant light.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yes.
It's a pendant.
They all know.
Isn't it? Doesn't it look nice?
They go over this stuff at the meetings when we're not allowed in.
Isn't it vintage? And I'm like, it looks like poverty. Like, it legit looks like the first Wu-Tang video. It's a single light bulb.
Wu-Tang!
Like, go back and look at any of your favorite rappers. Go back and look at their first video. I promise you, somewhere in the background, there's just a single light.
It's called industrial chic.
What are we talking about as far as your bed goes? How many pillows are on your bed?
I've gone from two pillows to five and a throw.
Oh, you're not even halfway there yet.
That's nowhere near what you're going
to
end up with.
Then you have to have a chair in the bedroom to put the pillows on when you go to sleep.
This is a New York City apartment. There's no room for five pillows.
I have nine on my bed.
See, no, I like the chair in the bedroom.
I do, too. I have a recliner.
I stack it up with clothes.
I've never sat in the chair that is in our bedroom.
What?
I've never sat in
I have a reading chair in my bedroom. Yeah.
I have a reading bed in my bedroom that I read on, and then I turn the light out.
Mm-hmm. The only thing she hasn't touched.
Can you guys imagine what it's like living with that?
Nope.
Can you imagine?
Every time he talks about being in bed, I picture him wearing one of those silly nightcaps.
Yep.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Exactly right. Yeah.
The whole
and the reading
the
glasses
stocking cap.
Way down on his nose. And
right.
And mine her kerchief. Big, I am my cat.
Big fluffy socks.
Just settled down.
Now, Roy brought up a point. He was asking how many birthdays when you have seven kids. And I think what we should do with birthdays is they should always be in a Monday, so you get like a three-day weekend. Maybe have them all. No matter what month they're born,
some people
do President's
that.
Day, you know, they kind of combine them all and they make it a Monday.
You guys have been to birthday parties. Is today his actual birthday? Or is
no,
it
but you got to do them on the weekend.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You have to do that for kids because they want their friends to come.
Why don't you just roll all your kids' birthdays into just one day of observance?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like Martin Luther King,
exactly.
Just call it the Griswold Birthday Day.
Sure. Sorry about that. It's going to be a little. We're rolling it in the third Monday in April or something.
Let's ask your kids about that.
Yeah,
they're not going to like it at all.
Your kids are so far apart. I don't think your 28-year-old is going to enjoy what your 11-month-old likes.
Given you and your personality and how many kids you have, the odds are pretty good that you're going to forget a birthday, okay?
Oh, you betcha.
So you need to keep them where they are. Don't try to move them around.
Actually, I have my son's birthday present in my car, and his birthday was, 4 weeks ago?
January.
Yeah. I think, that warms my heart that you treat your family the way you do us.
But I got him a really nice present.
Oh, there you go.
Something he's really going to like.
What was it?
Well,
what
is it?
Star Wars socks.
Well, you just.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of birthdays.
Sleeping.
So
Star Wars socks.
That's it? That's
that could be the worst gift I've ever heard of.
Oh, he loves socks. He loves Star Wars.
The parents, my kid's grandparents,
yeah,
on her side, what are we doing for his 1 year birthday? If you want to get drunk, just get drunk. Don't use my son as a crutch to justify. It's a 1 year old birthday. We don't want to drink. You want to drink? Don't subject my son.
What we're doing for her heart's 1 year birthday next month is it's the first time she gets to eat cake.
Okay.
She's never had cake?
Never. She's kind of been sugar free, you can imagine. she didn't get to have cake at her sister's birthday party last week.
These are
please,
on.
Tom, remember that.
She
take
didn't
it
get
from
to have
me.
Cake at her sister's
no.
birthday
these microphones
party.
Are on. Okay, our voice is spilling into people's homes and cars, okay?
Yeah, she didn't get any cake. Well, she'll get cake on her birthday. She's a big eater. She'll love it, I'm sure. right now, she gets mostly healthy food. And this is the Bob and Tom Show.